entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And this start day of the weekday, make sure to always keep your health up and always stay tuned to our broadcast, where you can watch through our online streaming in voinews.id. Shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. We also have our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, Voi listener, without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast, of course, with a song. I'm sorry, my tongue being slippery for these past few days because, I don't know, like, I've been eating food that's super unique in my mouth, of course, and it just feels super distinguished that sometimes I don't know how to describe it. So, of course, we'll start today's broadcast with a song from Katon Bagaskara with Dinda Dimada, and then Nuff with Terendap Laraku.
Bentuk cinta. lewati saat kau masih ada di sisi, mendekapku dalam hangatnya cintamu. Lambat sang waktu berganti, endapkanlah aku di sini. Coba tuh lupakan bayangan dirimu yang selalu saja memaksa untuk merindumu. Sekian lama aku mencoba menepikan diriku di redupnya hatiku. Lebih menahan perih yang ku rasakan, walau ku tahu ku masih mendambamu.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures
and the stunning environments that surround us.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Right now, in Jakarta, Indonesia especially, it's been super duper cold because it's been raining all day season long. Not all season long, but all day yesterday night, or last night, that you could say it. Because even though it's raining, I've been super happy with the weather today. Because last year, not actually last year, but like 2 years before, especially in 2023, it was super duper hot, and I rather get wet by the rain than get wet by my own sweat, because I don't really like the heat. But for those of you who maybe have different opinions, or maybe because you like summer better, maybe you can say it on our social media account, just like in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, and maybe we can chat and discuss which weather that you like the most. Because if we don't talk about it, when it's happening, the weather that you don't like is showing up, maybe you'll get jenuh or maybe sad. Just like a song from Rio Febrian with Jenuh.
Oh, West Sumatra is famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices. Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is Bika cake. Bika stands from biskuit koto baru asli or new original koto biskuit. The biskuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru city in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Neraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell but it tastes heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of the cake, which is made from flour, coconut water and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaf and thick wood. The batter is baked by using firewood came from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store.
Thank you. ku tak peduli bila ku benar-benar cinta. Nanti ku tak peduli, ku memang begini bila ku benar-benar cinta. Nanti ku tak peduli apa saja yang ku inginkan, kamu rela. Bukannya aku takut akan kehilangan dirimu, tapi aku takut kehilangan cintamu. Mungkin saja saat itu kau bermainkan aku, seakan kau bisa membalas cintaku. Kau takkan mengerti yang selama ini aku rasakan. Pasti kau tak peduli, bilang saja yang ku inginkan, kamu rela. Bukannya aku takut akan kehilangan dirimu, tapi aku takut kehilangan cintamu. Mungkin saja saat itu kau bermainkan aku, seakan kau bisa membalas cintaku.
Indonesia yang disatukan karena For listener, today's quote of the day, Kaha Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, is an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. He once said that patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience.
Nyanit itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jugura. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyanditkan, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Bagusalam is striving to preserve. In the Nyanyi tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Cikurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm.
Ayo orangnya ner.
The glass of tea is rotated twice, clockwise, over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum. Nah.
The Sundanese old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati overused the Nyanyi tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Nah, jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Rotating the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention works, and action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun for faith even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasep through the Nyanyit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanyit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant. But more people are curious, enthusiastic about nyanit. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition, and it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, Jasep also aims for Indonesia to protect, which play important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future. As the Nyanit community, is to create a Nyanit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanitnya juga.
terus berlalu tanpa ku sadari yang ada hanya aku dan kenangan. Masih teringat jelas senyum terakhir yang kau beri untukku. Tak perlu ku mencoba itu mengisi hatiku dengan cinta yang lain. Kan ku biarkan ruang hampa di dalam hidupku.
Terima kasih. Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. The Minister of Primary and Secondary Education eliminates the terms zoning and exams in basic education. Central Jakarta reminds residents to conduct independent mosquito nest eradication to prevent dengue fever. And now the news in details. The Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, announced the removal of the term zoning and exams from the primary and secondary education system in Indonesia, following a request from Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka with a new mechanism for students' admission in 2025 to be determined at a cabinet meeting based on directives from Presiden Prabowo. Moving on to the second news. The Central Jakarta Health Sub-Department urges residents to independently carry out mosquito nest eradication to prevent the spread of dengue fever during the rainy season. Head of Sudinkes, Risma Sari, emphasizes the importance of maintaining clean and healthy living behaviors alongside PSN. She also advises implementing the 3M plus strategy, draining water containers, covering water storage, and burying used items, supplemented by the One House, One Larva Monitoring Officer initiative. And that was Newsline.